Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon, beautiful.
How are you today? So, we stop here. If you are following the text, then it's at page 58 of the PDF. So, we have been going through the verses and about how what it means by this 不取向. Yeah, so it boils down to the non-grasping, the no-self, the teaching on no-self. Yeah. So, 以是亦故, 如来常说, 如等比丘, 知我所, 知我说法, 如法语者, 法上应舍, 何况非法? Yeah. So, this is actually citation, citation of this simile of a raft, So this is the simile of a raft. Yeah. So I've mentioned this quite a few times already about how. The Buddha used the analogy of a person escaping from troubles and then coming to a river bank and then seeing that the other shore, the other bank, has none of his enemies, none of his debtors who is pursuing him. So he sees the other shore as safety and wish to cross over to the other shore. So thinking thus, he assembled some bamboo, some of the like rattan or something, basically build a raft, and then floating on the raft, he crossed over to the other shore. Then the Buddha asked the disciples, this man having crossed over, what should he do with the raft? Should he hold on to the raft on his head, or should he put it aside on the river bank? And then the monks replied, of course, it should be put aside. And then he can get on his way. So the Buddha then explained that similarly, in this parable, this shore represents samsara, the cyclical existence of suffering. The other shore represents nirvana, nibbana, the end of suffering. The raft represents dharma, through which you can cross over to the other shore. In other words, attain enlightenment. And the putting down of the raft is referenced as meaning that even the Dharma ultimately is not something that you can or should be attached to. Hence the verse, Fa Sang Ying Se, He Kuang Fei Fa. So this Fa Sang Ying Se, He Kuang Fei Fa then is a direct reference to the earlier one. But it is already taught inside the Fa'yu. And this Fa'yu actually has another interesting thing, which is that it sounds like Fa. Now the thing is, I don't know whether the Sanskrit term for the raft, is it similar to Dharma? I don't know whether it's similar. But in the original text, there's no clear reference to that. It's just that the raft represents Dharma. So let's take a look. 以是亦故, 如来常说, so based on the earlier part, So 因为前面这一段文的道理, 在阿含经中, 在阿含经中, 佛常常宣说这样的佛法, So in the Agamas, so this 阿含经, referring to Agamas. This is the equivalent of the Nikaya. So the Buddha has often give this teaching. And what teaching is it? Rūdān bichū, O bhikkhus. 知我说法如法语者, So know that the teachings that the Buddha has given is just like the simile of the rough. 法上应舍何况非法. So, 要明白佛陀所说的这一切佛法, 十二因缘四圣谛六波罗蜜, 就像法的比喻, 用木或用竹子, 连接组成一个筏, 然后放在水上当船用, 可以由此岸到彼岸. So this is the parable. Yeah. So it means the Buddha's teaching, including the 12 links of dependent origination, the Four Noble Truths, the Six Paramitas, etc. Not limited to this, but includes this plus more. Yeah. And all these teachings, yeah, here Dharma is the capital D Dharma, not phenomena. Here Dharma is strictly talking about the teachings, the Buddha Dharma. Yeah, that is just like the simile of the rough. Yeah, So that you can cross over to the other shore with this teaching. And 到了彼岸，法就不要了. So this is actually known in the Buddhist circle, because there is this simile. If you go and search, should be Majjhima Nikaya, but I can't remember the exact sutta, but it's called Simile of the Rough. You can go and find. 佛说的一切法门亦复如是. So this applies to all the different Buddha teachings, yeah, that has been given.
我们需要语言文字的佛法才能开解, 才能明白怎么用功修行.
So we do need, yeah, we need the teachings that is expressed through words, through phrases, through sentences. 语言文字的佛法. Yeah. So when we say 语言文字的佛法, then it seems to imply that there's a 理明言的佛法. Yeah. So there's a Dharma which is expressed through words, through verses, through sentences. But that itself is pointing to the truth, which is also Dharma. But that is without words. Without words. So we need the Dharma that has words. Without the words, we cannot comprehend. We cannot even know. Yeah. So once we know, then we can understand, how do we cultivate? How do we put in effort? 怎么用功修行? 但若得无身法忍, 见第一第十. But after learning the Dharma, you practice and then you cultivate, then what happened? You attain to the unborn Dharma. Yeah. So this 无生法忍. Yeah. So explained before, Ren, it is to accept or to experience, yeah, to attain. In this case, attain what? Attain to the unconditioned element. Yeah, 无生 is the unborn, which also refers to the unconditioned element. In other words, Nibbana element. 见第一地. So to see the supreme truth. The supreme truth. Here is ultimate reality. Yeah. And when that happens, what happened? 没有一切分别. All kinds of discrimination at that moment cease. Then what happened? 一切名言相都不可得. So just now I mentioned, right? 有语言文字的佛法, 还有离名言的实相, the佛法. So 一切名言都不可得了. Right? Because at that moment when your mind is not discriminating, then without discrimination, can there be words and concepts? No, cannot. Yeah, cannot. But why? What is the basis for not discriminating? The basis is because you are abiding in the underlying reality, the underlying ultimate reality that is without words. When you abide in that, then no discrimination occur. We discriminate the temporal conditional arising, and then from there, names are given. Then we distinguish, we label, we form perceptions and all kinds of narration, a lot of narration. a lot of layers of abstraction. Yeah, further and further away from the truth, which has no words. Mm. But that doesn't mean that enlightened ones are just having blank mind. Shifu, how is the coffee? No, ah? Mm-hmm. So, 佛所说的佛法, so this is the verse. 佛所说的佛法, so the Buddha's teaching. 在第一地离名言的境界上, 都是不可得. So when we talk about the Buddha's teaching, is with words, expressed through words, letters, sounds, and so on. Now, the truth that it is pointing towards, at that stage of the truth, all those words don't exist. Yeah, those words don't exist. So, 怎么还执着一切法空呢? If even the words don't exist, yeah, at that level, then how can you grasp on to the emptiness that is described by the words? 空也不应该执着了。So that's that essence. 法上应舍何况非法? Yeah, so, this 法上应舍何况非法, in a way we can say there's two angles to it. One is, so far, when we go through the text, one level of the Fa is talking about phenomena or Dharma, literally Buddha's teaching. Then, Fei Fa is referring to emptiness. So far, can you remember? Yeah, we have been going through that. So, the first Fa here, this is referring to conditioned phenomena, or you can say all phenomena, okay? Yeah, or more correctly, all phenomena. Oops, this eraser is very interesting, really like an eraser. All phenomena. Ah, the button is right where my hand is, my thumb. So I keep pressing on it. Phenomena. Then Fei Fa is the emptiness of it. So if phenomena is to be is not to be grasped, is to be relinquished. Yeah. So here referring to the simile of the raft, then seem to be limited to Buddha Dhamma. Yeah, seem to be limited to Buddha Dhamma. But in a broader sense, then includes all phenomena. When you talk about Fa here as in terms of all phenomena, then Fei Fa refers to, can remember, that's what I just mentioned, emptiness. From my understanding, another angle is strictly within the simile of the raft. The raft actually only talk about Buddha Dhamma, not about all phenomena. Isn't it? In the simile of the raft, the Buddha never talked about all phenomena. Yeah. So only about Buddha Dhamma. So Fei Fa would then talk about everything else apart all the other teachings. That Buddha's teaching, even the Buddha's teaching which is most supreme, should not be grasped onto, then even more so all other things else. Both ways I think can be useful. Huh? But my teacher's rendition here is following the earlier sequence. Fa referring to all phenomena, Fei Fa referring to it is emptiness. So 这是说佛弟子在内心修四念处修一切法空观修三三昧。So this is according to my teacher This is saying for Buddha's disciples. Yeah, for the Buddha's disciples in the mind, when they cultivate what? Cultivate 四念处, Satipatthana, the four foundations of mindfulness. When you cultivate this, yeah, or you cultivate what? 修一切法空观, so you do a practice, you contemplate all phenomena being empty, empty of inherent nature. So this is one other type. Yeah. Or 修三三昧, so 三三昧, what is 三三昧? 空无愿无相, 三昧. But 三三昧, in the different schools, they have slight different rendition. But usually 空无愿无相. Yeah. So, then 做如是观. But this is, my teacher just lists out a few. Just listing out a few related ones. So 做如是观, so you contemplate it this way. 观身不净，观受是苦，观心无常，观法无我，观一切法空. Then 观一切法空了, 这是第一个观, 三三昧, 空观. 然后空无愿, 因为一切法空, 所以你没有那个愿. 这里说愿就是欲, 没有欲的意思. Yeah, that means you, towards all worldly pursuits, you no longer have that desire for it. Yeah. Then because of that, then you abide in the emptiness, then 无相, in your mind, no more discrimination. Yeah. This is a 次第 of cultivation. Yeah. But easy to say, just like that, say, but when you do it, not so easy. When you meditate, can you have 空? Can or not? Breathe in, breathe out, 空. Breathe in, breathe out, 空. Breathe in, breathe out. 哇，肚子诶，哇，肚子空空。 哇，很饿，哇，啊。 Then the mind drift away. So my teacher say, 做如是观, but if you do it frequently, yeah, slowly, slowly, yeah, 慢慢的, 慢慢的, 知进步, yeah, so then slowly, what happened? Samatha improve. Yeah, concentration start to improve. Yeah, 知进步. Then vipassana 也进步, your vipassana also improve. Yeah, so your concentration improve, your wisdom, insight also improve. Then what happened? 就得圣道了. Every day when you hear this, then after a while you really, yeah, can do it. Yeah, it's the kind of teaching I go through every day. I tell you, 继续，就可以得圣道，加油！ Actually, my 师父 never say 加油 one. My 师父 only say 要用功， 不能懈怠。 Yeah. Yeah. Actually, my teacher oftentimes give us a bit of scolding. Like you listen to his talks, he gives the most scolding about monks. Of course, we can also think, yeah lah, your monks, your sifu, you down there, don't know what you're doing, all of you. So sifu, very disappointed. Yeah. But this is a Chinese style of teaching, you know. Yeah. Towards the one that you have the highest hope, highest, you know, then use. Yeah. 所以恨铁不成钢, 哇, 那你就再加的去那个, like he often here and there he will sometimes he will praise the lay practitioner. My own discrimination, because not easy to find lay people who want to practice, so need more encouragement. Monk? Already monk? Why you need encouragement? You need scolding. Yeah, you shouldn't need to be inspired anymore. You already take this path. You jolly well put in your effort. Lay people need to sayang a bit. Oh yeah, wow. Aiya. Wow, you good ah. Wow, you are so hardworking, good. Then you all feel, wow, yes, I must meditate. Now instead of 5 minutes, I do 10 minutes. Yeah. For monastics, huh? Still just 1.5 hours. What are you doing? Huh? Only 5 hours a day. You know, all the masters. You know what my teacher tell us? He said, 祖师大德是怎么用功的? 我们是怎么用功的? 祖师大德做破20个蒲团. Can you imagine you 做到破了? 20个. 我们一个都做北湖. Yeah. Then you don't think that only my teacher a bit like that. Maybe attend the Vinaya class. 然后那个国庆律师, 我们听他的卡带, we listen to the tape. Then he say, oh, 我们要学习佛法, 啊, 我们要向祖师大德学习, 啊, 我们靠, 谁啊, 是, 道宣律师, 哦, 我们看, 我, 某某, 什么什么, 他说, 哦, 我们学习的态度是什么? 祖师大德的学习态度是什么? Then he say, this particular Vinaya master, his sankhan is so good. He went to ask the teacher permission to learn, don't know which sutra, or to go and enter into the Zhang Jing Lo or something. Then the teacher refused. The teacher say, you go and memorize the Bichujie. Yeah, go and memorize first. Memorize the Vinaya. Then morning. Then end of the day, come back. Done. Huh? Done? Yeah. Then the Vinaya, then the master test him. Wait, well, every single one he memorized already. Every single thing. Then oh okay. Now you can go. You can go and learn the next one. Then Guo Xing Li Shi say, oh, 我们学习有没有这么, you know, like, are we so energetic? Yeah, do we put in so much effort? And are we really, you know, so sharp? Just one day, memorize all the teaching. Then after class, I told my fellow Dharma brother, yeah, of course you can memorize, ma. Because his time, because this is the master who write commentaries that we now have to learn. So I say, in his time, no commentary to learn for. He write down comment. Now we have to learn commentary also. How to memorize everything. Yeah. 因为我们现在是学四分律，还要学五分律. Then, 他们那个时候就是没有四分五分啊，他写出来的嘛，他编排的. Yeah, 所以他就只是照着那个波罗提莫叉背的就好了. Yeah. 须菩提，于云何如来得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提也？如来有所说法也。 So this is the next verse. Yeah, Buddha addressing Venerable Subhuti. Yeah, 于云何? What do you think? Yeah, what do you make of this? So 由前面的文, yeah, 说到般若的因、般若的果, 都是无相。 无所得的，所以在这一段引佛陀的境界来证明这件事真实不虚。 Yeah, so in the earlier verses, they talk about the cause of the wisdom, yeah, 般若的因, then the result of this wisdom, 般若的果, yeah, that the cause and the result are all both 无相, 无所得, that means wisdom itself is non-attachment, and the result with the practices of this wisdom is also non-attachment, yeah, leading to enlightenment. So now, this question: 须菩提，于云何如来得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提也？如来有所说法，有所说法也。So this is talking about the Buddha's state, yeah, the attainment that is achieved by the Buddha. Yeah. So my teacher says, this part is citing this as an illustration to affirm that those verses before that is true, it's not false. So, 须菩提，于云何如来得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提也？佛招呼须菩提。 So, addresses Venerable Subhuti. 你心里怎么想呢? Yeah, so, what do you think? Yeah, in your mind, what do you think? Yeah, so, this is referring to the 于意云何. So, this is 文言文啊, 于意云何. Sometimes it's 什么什么云何什么什么什么. So, 于意云何 is what do you think? Yeah, so, 你认为佛道佛与无上菩提有所得吗? So, this is the first part of the question. Yeah. So what do you think? As far as the unsurpassed awakening is concerned, is there an unsurpassed awakening that the Buddha can attain? Yeah. Asking this question. So, 因为一切法是自性空,无所得的,无取无舍,无得无失. Yeah. So, here, citing the principle of emptiness, that all phenomena, the essence, yeah, is empty. That there's no self-nature. And so, 无所得, so there's nothing substantial that you can attain, yeah, or grasp. 无取无舍, no grasping, and no, this is where, you know, all these years I can't say, no letting go. And some students may be, oh yeah, makes sense, I think some students may also have doubt. Sure or not, 祖师大德都 all say, let go, then this monk, don't know from where one, say, no, let go. Yeah. I have basis. This is based on the emptiness teaching. Yeah. In fact, even non-emptiness, the Sravaka teaching actually also talk about this. Because when this is talking about the enlightened one, for us, we try to let go, but we cannot let go. The enlightened ones, no grasping, so no let go. Yeah, 无取无舍. For us, why is it that they have no grasping, no letting go? For us, we have grasping, no letting go. Because we see it as real. This one real, that one real. I like also real, I don't like also real. I don't know also real, I know also real, everything real. Yeah. Everything we think of it as real, real, real. So, the things we like, oh, this cup of coffee, so nice. Like that's very substantial, something that we gain. Yeah. Now, someone take away. Yeah, someone take it away. Then, oh, I lose coffee. I mean, really, coffee loss, ma. But, now, this teaching says, once you see that this is also empty of nature, then in reality, are you losing anything of essence? No. Even when you have it and you drink it, you see, it's so difficult, no? As you drink it, can you do coffee contemplation? Can you do coffee vipassana? That as you drink coffee, and you see that the coffeeness is conditional arising. Yeah, every time you drink coffee, you observe any coffeeness. Actually, the truth is, before you even drink the coffee, you already have coffee in your mind, you know. And that's why sometimes you feel, hey, how come this coffee like that? Have you ever drank coffee and you're like, hey, how come the coffee like that? Have you ever? Right? Because not all called coffee, but not all the same coffee, you know. And the reason why you're like, hey, why like that? Is because the coffee that you tasted don't match with the coffee inside you. So even before you drink coffee, you already grasp onto some coffeeness. And you think that coffee always have that coffeeness. But that's why there's a surprise. That's why you are surprised. But if you don't grasp on to the coffeeness and you just experience it as it is, it is just as it is. No name, no words. Not even coffee. It's not coffee. It's just conditionally called coffee. Within a certain spectrum, we say, yeah la, what do you expect? This one, no? There was once during meditation class, we gave out, I think, some biscuit. And the biscuit, I thought was, lemon or what, or peanut butter. La. But the flavor was different. So when I gave out, then when they ate, then some of them have a very spontaneous, eh? Then I commented later about it. I said, simply by telling you, you are receiving peanut butter biscuit or lemon jelly, whatever biscuit, lemon cream biscuit. Immediately, the words, just words, no. Immediately, your mind has that biscuit already, no. And you grasp on to that word, the biscuit in the words as real. That's why when you taste it, eh, you have that, Yeah, because there's a mismatch. Yeah. So from there, there's multiple biscuits going on, you know. How? Anyone want to be enlightened? Like? Slim? So, 不取不舍, 不无得, sorry, 无取无舍, 无得无失. Yeah. So, no gain and no loss also. But we look at things as substantial. Not just real, but substantial also. So, when we get something, we really feel like we gain something. And when something, when conditions change and it's no longer present, we really feel that we lose something. And from this, our suffering arises. 我们的苦, 世间苦跟乐, 就是建立在得失上面. So here, 若佛说, 佛得了无上菩提, 这与无所得的道理是相违反的. So here, if we say that the Buddha attained the unsurpassed awakening, in other words, attained Buddhahood, then this is in contradiction with what? With the principle of non-attainment. That there's nothing substantial that can be really attained. Conditionally arising, empty of nature. Nothing inherent that you can attain. So here, when we say, 若说佛得了无上菩提, conventionally, we say that, but nothing wrong with that. But the trouble is, while Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Arahants, conventionally may also say that, but they don't grasp onto it as inherently, there's something that is substantial, inherent, unchanging, that is attained. You notice a lot of people would ask when they initially they don't learn Dhamma so much yet, they don't ask this question. You say Buddha attained Buddhahood, okay, lo, Buddhahood, lo. You say that one Arahant, Arahant, no. But when they learn more teachings, then they have one question. Hey, so Buddha, it's hey, so, not Buddha. So Sifu, for Buddha, is the Buddhahood permanent? So when we attain liberation, is it permanent? You know, this question come out because we have that. It's because we still have this grasping. Then there's this question. This question only occurs when you are still having grasping. When you still see those so-called attainment as inherent, as substantial, as permanent, and that's why we are concerned. That whether it's permanent or not. We want it to be permanent. Ma. Because we cannot understand something that is neither permanent nor impermanent. We see it as either permanent or impermanent. Permanent means I really have it. Impermanent means I lose it. No? 得失. And as long as we are not enlightened, we think in this way. And that's why all our questions about enlightenment oftentimes kind of just miss the mark. Not the pertinent question to ask about enlightenment. Yeah. A lot of times we ask the question, is enlightenment permanent or impermanent? That is actually a interesting philosophical question, but not helpful. However, if you turn it around, it can help you realize that you have the attachment to substantiality, to non-emptiness. Yeah. So, 你有这样的疑惑吗? Yeah. So this is not asking us. This is actually asking Shiputi. Yeah, Venerable Shiputi, asking. Do you have this? This is question mark. 如来有所说法也, yeah, is that Dharma that has been taught by the Buddha? So, 佛在菩提树下得无上菩提, so the Buddha attained the unsurpassed enlightenment. Yeah, in other words, the Buddhahood under the Bodhi tree. Yeah, 以后又为大乘根性、小乘根性的众生传大法轮。So then after that, he gave teachings to what? To those of the Mahayana affinity. Yeah. Or those with that kind of roots, Mahayana roots. Or those with the Hinayana roots. Yeah. For all these different sentient beings. Turn the great Dharma wheel. That means declare and teach the truth to them. 宣说无量无边的佛法, give them teach the boundless, yeah, innumerable Buddha Dharma. Yeah. So give so much teachings, ma. Yeah. So now the Buddha asks, 佛真实有所说法吗? Yeah, 有所说吗? Yeah. Is there really anything that the Buddha has said? Here, 真实有所说. So this question is actually conventionally, you cannot say Buddha never said anything. He gave teachings for 45 years. Yeah. But is there anything that is inherent that the Buddha has declared? So 从凡夫的境界开始学习 佛法而言, so from the viewpoint of an unenlightened being, starting to learn the Buddha Dharma, yeah, from this angle, then we can see this. Yeah. So say what? 这个时候完全没有一切圣人无漏的功德. Yeah. We can say that at this point, then there is absolutely none of the merits. Yeah. The merits without outflow, 无漏, that means 没有烦恼, huh? Yeah. Doesn't have the kind of qualities of the enlightened one. What kind of qualities? The qualities that is without defilements. Yeah, that kind of qualities, that kind of merits. No, we don't have. Yeah, initially when we are unenlightened, I say initially when we are unenlightened, I still we are enlightened. So then what happens? 经过长时期的学习, so after a long period of learning, 用功修行而后得三明六通八解脱无上菩提, so after a long period of learning, then we do a lot of practices. Oh, finally, what happened? We have attained the three knowledges, 三明六通, the six psychic power, yeah, the spiritual powers. 八解脱, the eight liberation, basically referring to the eight concentration. 八解脱. So, 无上菩提, up to even the unsurpassed awakening. Yeah. So, by right, after all this hard work, then 应该说是有所得. Yeah. By right, we should say, hey, you achieve something, what? Right? And 有所宣说, and we should say there are things that have been taught. Yeah? Things that have been taught. Like 小朋友们, 我们一起 深呼吸，来，然后坐直，然后伸手，伸手，然后刮自己。So 有没有精神一点？ Yeah. 所以这就和无所得的教义相矛盾了。Yeah. 应该有一个互，互相矛盾了。So then seems like the what we observe, yeah, or what we go through, we, initially we don't have all these merits. Yeah. We have defilements and so on. Then we practice, then we attain enlightenment, we have all these, you know, different qualities. So we attain, ma? But if that's the case, that seems to contradict the principles of the teaching. Yeah? That states that all phenomena are dependent arising, empty in nature, and hence insubstantial, impermanent, and nothing that you can really so-called grasp or attain, you know. Eh? Something is wrong here. Seems to have a contradiction. So佛提出来问须菩提, and that's why the Buddha bring this up and ask Venerable Shibuti. Here, ask, it's not that the Buddha need to ask Venerable Shibuti to teach him, it's to clarify. Yeah, there's this thing, you know, what do you think? Now there's this contradiction here. Shi Puti Yan. So Venerable Shi Puti replied, Ru wo jie fo so shuo yi, wu you ding fa ming anya to lo sam miao sam pu ti, yi wu you ding fa ru lai ke shuo, he yi gu, ru lai so shuo fa, jie bu ke qi bu ke shuo, fei fa fei fei fa, so yi zhe he, yi qie sheng xian, xian sheng, jie yi wu wei fa er you cha bie. So this is the reply. So, before I go into my teacher's explanation, so imagine, if you don't memorize most of it, then how you go and reflect on this? Cannot reflect. So have to at least maybe you, for a start, you cannot memorize the whole 32 chapters. Maybe you just memorize some of the key verses. Yeah, like my favorite. 凡所有相，皆是虚妄。若见诸相非相，即见如来。You go and memorize this. Then you learn the meaning. Then you go and reflect. Then during meditation, you breathe in, breathe out. Then after you observe. 凡所有相，皆是虚妄。若见诸相非相，即见如来。Then when do you use it? One direct way is when you are meditating, and then you feel, don't know why. For whatever reason, you don't feel like sitting. You must observe. This don't feel like sitting. 也是相。现在佛说，凡所有相皆是虚妄。你去观察。佛说这个是虚妄的。The Buddha say, this is also illusory. Unreal. It's false. Then why should you act on it? Or maybe you are not meditating. You are taking a bus. Then suddenly panic attack. You feel like the people around you want to attack you. Then at that moment, you have great fear, anxiety. You feel like, I must punch him first. Then you suddenly remember, yes, 凡所有相皆是虚妄，若见诸相非相，即见如来。Then you think, Buddha say, this is illusory. Then if you can reflect in this way, it's okay. But maybe really that guy punch you lah. But if you really reflect in this way, even that guy punching you, that is illusory. Can you do until that point? 哇，最高境界啊，对啊。Then you have no problem. But 师父, what if the person whack me whack until I die? Then you attain Paranibbana lah. There was one time when I was there's no two time, but only one time. I was in Taiwan for higher ordination. Then there was fellow candidates, and we were having some chat about the Dharma. Then we were talking about Pure Land practice. So in our tradition, we are not against Pure Land, but we say should also learn Buddha Dharma and so on and so forth. So talk. Then at some point, and that was during the lunch break, and then everybody is resting. So we just talk quietly. And then suddenly we hear so the duty person knocked the wood, that means we have to assemble and then go to the hall. You know. Then as we were preparing to go, suddenly one of the candidate from the end of the bunk room stand up, and then started scolding me. Apparently not too happy with what I said earlier. Then what he called me, Xiao Lian Lian. I look at him. I don't know how to respond. No. Not that I was like Guan Yin Qie Fa Kong, no. But I was not able to respond because he was going on and on. Amitabha, Amitabha. And he went on quite a while, but eventually he also ran out of things to score. Then he just stopped. Then he just like in the half, then he just walked off to go and assemble. Then after he went off, the other guy who was chatting with me, then he looked at me, you're just using this. Okay, no, not just using, I wasn't poor, just funny. I'm funny, too slow. Yeah. But if we were to, like let's say a verse, we memorize it. Yeah. Then whatever situation happened, then we reflect on this. Immediately you can use, even if you are not enlightened. But if you don't memorize it, then how? Yeah. Then you feel panic attack. Fan some more. It's fun. Then jialat. Fan so you see chen hai si jia. So some students say, aiya, don't have to be exact. Better be exact. Yeah. But Sifu, I roughly get the idea, can already get the gist of it. Yeah, in the past when I was a lay person, I also think in this way. But it's very dangerous. What if your gist is slightly off? Without the original verse, how do you trace back to verify whether you get the gist correct? Very easy to get slightly off. If you are totally off, no issue. Totally off, very, very obvious. Totally correct, also no problem. Yeah, it's the slightly off that is very scary. Yeah, so over here, 须菩提听到佛提出这个问题后， 我们刚才 started at 4 o'clock huh? Okay, so still have time. Yeah, 这个问题后回答， yeah, so Venerable 须菩提 after hearing the Buddha's reply or Buddha's question, then he replied, 如我解佛所说意， yeah, so if I as I understand the Buddha's meaning, yeah, so 像我这个程度学习佛法能够理解佛所说的道理来说, so based on my understanding, in other words, so 这句话有一点 谦让的意思, yeah, so it's a bit of like deferring to the Buddha, yeah, so it's not making assumption that he knows the Buddha's state, but based on his understanding, you know. It's like, you know how sometimes when you ask questions, then Sifu will say, okay, if I understand you correctly, but then sometimes students, I say something, then they, as though they really understand, but sometimes they actually miss the whole point, never hear the whole thing, yeah, it happens. Here we see Venerable Shubhuti subservient towards the Buddha, even in this part of the reply. Yeah, so, 就是佛的境界太高深了，我智慧不足，只能理解到这个程度，不能说得不 得不圆满的意思啊，不能说得不圆满的意思啊，可能说得不圆满的意思。Sorry, what am I talking about? 可能说得不圆满的意思啊，意味。Yeah, so he's saying that Venerable Subhuti's reply, response, the opening, yeah, he's deferring to the Buddha that the Buddha's state is very high. Yeah, so based on his limited understanding, his wisdom, yeah, he can only understand up to this point. And what he replied may not be complete. Yeah, may not be complete. Yeah, 无有定法, 名阿耨多罗三藐三菩提. So this 阿耨多罗三藐三菩提, 阿耨多罗三藐三菩提. So this is the Anuttara Samyaksambuddhi. You know, we have let me see. Do we recite this? Anuttaro, you know, when we recite the praise of the Buddha, yeah. So some part like the Namo Tassa Bhagavato Samma Sambuddha, yeah, Samma Sambuddha. Then the other one, Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati, yeah, the Anuttaro is talking about this. Unsurpassed. No? So 是指佛的一切种子, it's referring to the complete wisdom of the Buddha. That this wisdom, this awakening, is unsurpassed. 佛三大阿僧祇劫的修行和修行，学习和修行，自利利他功德圆满了，所成就的一切智、一切种子。也是因缘生法，缘起法就是无自性。So, those who attend the Heart Sutra before, you oftentimes hear me say, 三大阿僧祇劫 ，Asaṅkhya Kappa. So, 阿僧祇劫，劫 is a Chinese word. 阿僧祇 is actually Asaṅkhya. So, 三大阿僧祇劫。So three great Asaṅkhya Kappa. One Kappa is very long already. Asaṅkhya is a, like a multiplier. So then plus the Santa, wow, even longer. Huh? So, and you'll remember, I mentioned about the three time period. The first time period, that is the, let me see, the Fan Fu Wei. Then you have the Zi Liang Wei, the front part. Then after that, 见道, then from there, 开始 starting the 第二大阿僧祇劫初地, yeah, 初地 onwards, all the way to, usually we say 七地, then 八九十, 第三个阶段, yeah, so after that, then further practice, attain Buddhahood. So, 自利利他功德圆满, so this is two parts, 自利后利他, 先自利后利他. So this is about the Bodhisattva path. That first you cultivate to do what? Benefit yourself. Yesterday, today is, no, 2 days ago at the NUS. Yeah, then I highlighted this. The Bodhisattva practices 自利利他, benefit yourself first, then benefit others. Now, initially we think, I'm so selfish. What is meant by 自利? Is that you work towards removing your own defilements. You attain wisdom to remove your own defilements first. This is called 自利. Not that you go and win Toto, you buy French fries, then 自利. You get big car, big house, then it's called 自利. No. It's actually removing your own defilements. Free yourself of suffering first. 先自利. 后利他. Yeah. After that, then you benefit others. Then you can help others to be free of suffering. Why? If you yourself still have defilements, you go and help people. I mean, 我变了, now we have to do that. But ideally, 先自利后利他. Why? Because if you have not freed yourself of defilements yet, then halfway through helping people, 越帮越忙哦。泥菩萨过江自身难保，越帮越忙。Here, Buddha, different. 自利利他功德圆满. So this 功德, again, I've explained before. 一个功一个德, 师父解释过, and my teacher has explained before. Together, we usually say merit. Yeah, merits. So, actually, it's referring to the gong, referring to the cultivation, the de, the virtue, and the qualities that results from the cultivation. Then together, so it's usually we just look at the result, but gong de actually is talking about the whole sequence. Yeah, the cause of cultivation, the results of the wholesome quality, wholesome roots. Yeah, the cultivation is wholesome, is good. The result is also wholesome, is also good. Together, then it's a complete thing. And here, gong de, is it always yuan man? No. Yeah, we cultivate a bit, then we get a bit of wholesome qualities, but not yuan man yet. Incomplete. Yeah, imperfect yet. We do giving, but 布施还不圆满, 还不称为波罗蜜. Yeah, we give. But we only give to people we like. Oh, this one is my favorite person. I give to you. This one, my dear one, my family, I give. That one, I don't know. You wait lah. You go and get it yourself. I don't give you. Sometimes, maybe we do it purposely, no. Sometimes, maybe unconsciously. I don't say that we are all evil people or purposely like, but up to individuals to go and observe our own mind. Yeah. The role of a teacher is to point out for students. But not all students appreciate, no? Yeah, then students spend a lot of time to explain. Explain for a while. If you don't agree, oh, agree law, then bopin law, then you cancer pan law. Correct or not? It's just like you go to a doctor. Doctor tell you, you have cancer. You don't have to agree one, what? Is there a law saying, oncologists tell you have stage 3 cancer, you have to agree? No, you are not obliged to agree. You can say, okay, thank you very much, see you. That's why there's second opinion, ma. You don't agree, that's why I go for second opinion, ma. Then second opinion tell you, yeah, that one wrong. Oh, stage 4. You also don't have to agree. You can go for second opinion. Then the second opinion, or third opinion say, both wrong. Huh. Oh, you're better. Tomorrow die. You also don't have to agree, but if it's true, tomorrow you die. So if you meet, let's say your friend, or maybe your teacher, or maybe a stranger, tell you that there's this flaw that the person see in you. No point to go and argue, explain like this. You know? If this is coffee, this is water. You keep on saying, this coffee. Don't have to argue, don't have to explain. You don't think, if you're not coffee, you don't have to explain what? Correct or not? Explain for what? Yeah. You yourself know. But most importantly, you have to ask yourself, what does that person benefit? You know, what benefit does the person get from telling you that this is coffee or this is water? You know what I mean? And what benefit do you get from defending whether you are coffee or water? If you are coffee, and someone say, if you are drinking coffee, and someone say, hey, why you drink urine? Why you drink? No lah, that one too quazang lah. Let's say you drink coffee, and then someone look at you drink this coffee, and say, "Ayo, hey, sifu, what kind of coffee are you drinking? This one quite nice, what? Zhou Ping bought for me one. Not Starbucks lah. Ayo, this kind of coffee you also drink ah? Okay, thank you for your feedback." Your feedback is important to us. We will get back to you in 3 working days. Why should we? You know? It's okay. Well, people can have their own opinion. Ma. Cry not. But the role of... of course, sometimes it's 师父自作多情,给强 go around telling students of what I think is my student. Then you like this, like that, like that. Yeah. But of course, sometimes maybe 师父 is... overthinking also. So, even if that's the case, then you take it as a suggestion. No? You know? And then you go and do a self-reflection, have or don't have. Have or don't have. Yeah. So, when we do our practices, by right, there's merits. Yeah, and the merits is the cultivation and the results. Maybe it's complete, maybe it's incomplete. Yeah. Then maybe we meet a teacher, maybe we meet a friend, maybe we meet a stranger, tell us, is Yuanman or no Yuanman? Here, Buddha. Buddha's cultivation in terms of benefiting oneself and benefiting others. Yeah, I explained earlier. Has reached what level? Has reached the perfection level. Using Yuanman. It's complete, it's perfect already. So, the complete wisdom that the Buddha has attained. What about it? Is it something that just exists by itself outside, then the Buddha go and get it? No. 也是因缘生法. It's also arising from conditions. What condition? Cultivation. Cultivation then have this. Simple as that. Yeah, 缘起法就是无自性. Yeah, so that which is conditional, the arising from conditions, is it doesn't have self nature, doesn't have inherent characteristics. So, 有自性的叫做定. What is this? Ah, coffee. Yeah. No, I think it's the skin cell. Someone can drink the coffee or what, too hot, then. 无自性的就是不定. So here, the 无有定法, here it's talking about the 无有定法. 亦无有定法, 如来可说. So, 无有定法, 名阿耨多罗三藐三菩提, 亦无有定法, 如来可说. So this 定法 is talking about 有自性的. Why is it 定法 means 有自性? 无自性就是不定法. Why? Because if something is inherent, it doesn't change. Hence 定法, permanent. 无有定法, because it's empty in nature. Empty in nature, subject to change. Yeah? Empty in nature, subject to change. If it's inherent, then permanent. Permanent. Suddenly I observe something about myself. Yeah. Don't be mistaken. I'm not trying to gao pan. But recently, I on and off, because of some students asking question or what, then I reference Dalai Lama's video. So that's why I do this gesture. Then I recall, sometimes very subtle, you know. Because if you go and watch some of Dalai Lama's talk, when he explains, but again, I never learned from him before, not directly. So I'm not trying to call pun. But I'm trying to say, I'm so susceptible, no? So impressionable. Just watch a few times then. Yeah. So you think there's a 有自信的师父? No. Still changing, you know. Still changing. Yeah. Changing, 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 changing. Changing on the one into boom, boom. So, 有自信就是它本身就有这样的体性. Yeah. So, when we say something is inherent, has self nature, that means that it by itself, yeah, 它本身, by itself, apart from other factors, other conditions, singularly, independently. What about it? 就有这样的体性. It has that kind of substance inside, that kind of essence. It's inside. Don't need conditions. It's like that. Yeah, 不受因缘变化的影响. It's not affected by changes in condition. Yeah, not affected. 它自己能决定. It can decide how it is. Yeah. So this is the autonomy part. Yeah. The front is about lack of inherentness. Then the second part is about how it doesn't change yeah, because it's not affected by conditions. Then the third is about autonomy. Yeah. So, 这就是非因缘生法. This is non-conditional. That means something exists without conditions. If we think about it, from learning this teaching, we agree. Sifu, I agree. All things are empty of nature. But when we think about our day-to-day life, when we think about how we relate to people, to events and things, we have that kind of unwitting perception of people, of events, of things as being permanent. Whether it's impermanent or Sifu? No. Yes, weather is impermanent, but we expect it to be permanent. That's why we make a comment, weather changed already. Of course, weather is always changing, what do we expect? Right? Last time, not like that one. Right? Yeah. We hear people saying that, and we ourselves saying that. Last time, monsoon, nowadays, anyhow. Yeah. Why? Because subtly, unwittingly, unconsciously, we expect that Singapore weather is like that. The climate here is like that. Cannot change. But even our climate, our weather, is conditional. That person is like that. What do you expect? When we say that, the moment we say that, the moment we hear it, that is that kind of view. 有自信的想法. The kind of inherent, self-inherent nature. Yeah, we have that kind of mindset. The moment we see this. In other words, we think this person is like that, that person has this quality by themselves. Without conditions. And not affected by conditions. So although we learn the teachings, but after learning the teaching, we can use that as a mirror to check. Do we have this kind of wrong views? Yeah. 因缘生法, 这个所生法, 要由因缘来决定的, 它本身是不能决定。 So in many classes, especially the Heart Sutra, I've mentioned, yeah, things being conditioned, they change. The anicca itself is about change that is due to conditions, not due to our whims and fancy, not decided by us, not even decided by the thing itself, but decided by conditions. Our body falls sick, not decided by the body. It's not that the body decides, I want to have cancer. We catch a flu, not the body decides, I think it's time to have flu. No, you know. We feel hungry, not the body deciding, no. Sometimes when you see some articles, they describe certain processes as though there's a decision maker. No. When there's the right condition, that happens. So, it's not determined independently also. Yeah. So my teacher here give an example. 比如说这个是什么? 怎么读啊? 庆, 敲庆啊? 是吗? 敲庆, 这个, 你们这个跟, 这个叫什么? 文盲师傅学习, 用这个木锤啊, 木锤子, 敲庆, 是一种声音, 用铁锤子, 敲又是一种声音, 会敲磬的人, 怎么样子, 敲是一种声音, 不会敲磬的人, 敲又是一种声音, 随着不同的因缘, 声音就会有种种的变化, I don't know whether you all heard me mention in another class, Da-ban嘛, yeah, so da-da-da-da. Then there's one day as I was hitting it, Because every day, no. Morning one time, then after the breakfast, then lunch, then class, then evening puja, five times a day. <笑>敲到变成是 yeah, 就是这样的表情。 Walk for the few steps. Yeah. And then one day, happened to be reflecting on Yuan Qi Xing Kong. And I said, oh, my, I don't know whether I should call it realization, but my own thinking, a bit different from what my teacher is teaching, but it's also about 敲东西，这个是敲引磬，敲磬啊，我那个是敲板，打板，板没有声音，锤没有声音，音源盒盒有声音，啊，你们要谁来给我打一下？杯子没有声音，头没有声音，打下去嘴巴有声音。Sorry, I actually read everything in Chinese. So, the bell, my teacher is probably talking about the 大磬. Because yingqing is always using metal. So, the 大磬, sometimes the stick is wooden. Yeah. Then sometimes, maybe use a metal one. And usually, we wrap with tape so that the sound is gentler. Not kyang, but dong. Not that we are attached to it, but people get affected. Yeah. Because this, very 清脆, oh. But imagine if the 大磬, then you kyang the 大早 kyang jie. Cannot. Yeah. So my teacher is saying, like if you have the 磬, and then you use different material. Okay? And let's say we use this. It sounds the same. You use this. No sound. Wow, 痛 eh. Okay, we use... what can we use? We use this to muffle it. Sounds a bit different. So my teacher is saying, if we use wood, okay, we use the wood here. Still sound the same. Oh, different. Because when you use this, there's an initial ding. There's an initial sharp. Yeah? Whereas if you use this, there's a kok plus a ding. So my teacher is saying, the same bell, but using different things to hit, then produce different sound. Yeah, and if someone know how to hit it versus someone not knowing how to hit it, yeah, the sound can be different. Yeah, sometimes if I hold too low or too high, or I miss, the sound is different also. Yeah, if I go too high, how come today all the sound the same? Yeah, so. Due to different conditions, then the sound that is produced is different. So, 声音它不能说,我决定它是这样子. Yeah. 不管用木,用铁,是大人,是小孩,敲,我不变化, 决定是这样的声音. Yeah. So, the sound itself cannot decide. In a way, we can say the bell cannot decide. Yeah, cannot decide, I want to make what sound. But, depending on the object, depending on the person hitting. Yeah. Now it's saying the bell or the sound cannot decide. Cannot decide in what way? Cannot say, I can decide I want to be like this or like that. Yeah. Regardless of whether you use a wooden stick. Actually, according to what my teacher has said, this part should be qing. That means the bell. Yeah, the bell cannot say, I decide to be like this. Regardless of whether wood is used or metal is used or it's an adult or child hitting, that I don't change. Yeah, I can decide what sound to produce. No, the bell cannot decide on this. Yeah, so 这是不可能的. Yeah, and in a way, the sound cannot decide also, because the sound comes out as a result of the condition. So, 所以那就是不定法, yeah, 不定, 不决定, yeah, so it cannot be decided. So, 若非因缘生法, 就是决定了. If it's not conditional, yeah, that means not arising due to conditions, then you can make a decision. Yeah, 不管因缘怎么变化, 它本身不变化. Yeah, regardless of conditions, that doesn't change. Yeah, so, 现在说佛得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提是由因缘而成就的，也是无自性. Now he say the Buddha attained Buddhahood. Yeah, the unsurpassed awakening. This is also due to conditions. Yeah, so it is also without any inherent nature. Now, without inherent nature, we stop here. Amitabha. So, Yuan Xiao San Zhang Tu Fan Lao.
Yuan Xiao San Zhang Tu Fan Lao.
Yuan De Zhi Hui Zhen Ming Liao.
Yuan De Zhi Hui Zhen Ming Liao.
Pu Yuan Zui Zhang Xi Xiao Chu.
Pu Yuan Zui Zhang Xi Xiao Chu.
Shi Shi Chang Xing Pu Sa Dao.
Shi Shi Chang Xing Pu Sa Dao.
Amitabha.
Amitabha.
Qi Li.